now, your sports update with sports director Gary Lee.
Time for a check of sports on this Tuesday, May 24th. I'm Gary Lee. In state baseball playoffs, Class 1 got underway, and it was Norwood defeating South Iron 14-2. Norwood moves on in the state tournament in Class 1 and will play Oran on Wednesday. In Class 2, Gainesville hosted Plato in the first round of the sectionals, and it was Gainesville with the win 8-4. Gainesville will play Marionville on Wednesday. In Class 3 sectional baseball, today Hartville will host Catholic. Saturday, May 28th, Summersville Athletics will host a golf tournament with two tee times, 7:30 a.m. and 1 p.m. It's a three-person, 18-hole scramble, $150 per team. Tournament will be held at the Mountain View Golf Course. The sign-up sheet is in the pro shop. St. Louis Cardinals hosted the Blue Jays last night and got the win in extra innings, 7-3. With more, here is your Redbird recap.
The Cardinals returned from a 4-3 road trip through New York and Pittsburgh, and last night won a thriller in 10 innings. With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. The Cardinals beat Toronto 7-3. It took 10, and it took the last pitch of the game for Paul Goldschmidt to hit a grand slam to win it.
You've got to have wins like that throughout the year. Signature wins, walk-off wins, and Paul Goldschmidt with his 7th home run of the year, a grand slam, capped it off, and the Cardinals were able to do some other things really well, and their bullpen was tough. Helsley, Gallegos, and Cabrera, who ended up picking up the victory. He goes to 2-1. The bullpen set the stage for what Goldschmidt was able to do in the bottom of the 10th.
Brendan Donovan had a good night at the plate, but he was terrific in the outfield.
Both offensively and defensively, it was his night. He ranged far in right center and down the line. Took a hit away that would have been a game loser for the Cardinals if he didn't make that play. So Donovan certainly a star.
Game 2 coming up tonight. Jordan Hicks will pitch, and we're on the air at 5:50.
It's the Cardinals and the Blue Jays again tonight, 5:50 pregame, first pitch 6:35, and you'll be able to catch it all on KUKU and KWPM. The 2022 Junior College Player of the Year, Sean East, has signed with Mizzou for the upcoming 22-23 season. East has previous Division I experience with playing time at UMass and Bradley before his success at John A. Logan Junior College. He will have 2 remaining years of eligibility. St. Louis Blues looked to even the series with Colorado last night on home ice, but Colorado rolled to a 6-3 victory and now leads the series 3-1, with Game 5 Wednesday night and a must-win for the Blues. Pre-game 6:30, puck drop 7 p.m., all on Q94. And Sunday, May 29th, the Mountain View Golf Course will have a charity golf tournament for Shelley Lehman. It's a 4-person, 18-hole scramble with a $200 entry fee and a tee time of 10 a.m. All proceeds go to help out the Lehman family. Sign-up sheet in the pro shop. There will also be a silent auction and a barbecue. If anyone would like to donate prizes or cash, please leave it at the pro shop. That's a check of sports. I'm Gary Lee.